Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Wednesday, the 20th of March, first day of spring in 2013. It is also Arizona Gives Day. We urge you to support your favorite charities on this day, Arizona Giving Day. We are live on the Buckmaster Show, noon to one, the home of our program, AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we try to make this as easy as possible for you to hear the program anytime, anywhere. So we post it to three websites, tucsonsentinel.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and my website, buckmastershow.com. We thank the Green Valley News and the Saharita Sun at gvnews.com for also having the Buckmaster Show prominently displayed on their homepage, and that is also the case on the homepage of Blog for Arizona at blogforarizona.com. Our lineup of guests today who will join me in the next 55 minutes. Up to the plate first, Pima County Supervisor from District 4, Ray Carroll. He will be followed at 30 minutes past the hour by the Mayor of Marana, Ed Honey. And then we'll close out the show with Randy Seriglio of the Tucson Bay Center for Biological Diversity. And if you would like to join us at any time, if you have a question or comment for Supervisor Ray Carroll, he would be delighted to hear from you. 790-2040, 790-2040. Again, the big story of the day. John Petticone, the superintendent of the Tucson Unified School District, is set to announce his resignation, sources confirmed, at 12:30 this afternoon. He led the area's largest school district, has led it since 2010. He's faced criticism for his handling of the state's challenge to TUSD's ethnic studies program and opposition to school closures and other measures proposed to fill really a daunting budget hole. Ray Carroll, your reaction to Dr. John Petticone saying he's had enough, apparently.
Well, I think John Petticone is a very fine man, a good administrator. I knew when he was at Flowing Wells, he'd had great success, of course, in TUSD. It's a big ship to turn around, and he had, let's say, moderate or limited success.
He had success, too, at the University of Arizona Department of Education.
As I said, a fellow Chicagoan, we think that there's a lot of people in this town that I could list that might be appropriate to step down. I know he had a daunting challenge in front of him. I know that he was probably getting a lot of drag and friction from some board members of TUSD at time to time. You know, these administrators, they have a tough balancing act. It's a give and take. They have to count to three, whether it's on the Board of Supervisors or maybe a council vote would be four votes. Mm-hmm. But you need a majority to stay in office when you're an administrator, when you're the top guy in any elected board, government or quasi-government agency, it's a risky thing. So he didn't get fired. I don't know if there was any rumors of being fired, but stepping down, falling on your sword is a very noble thing to do. And I would love to, I wish I could pick those in this community that should step down. In my business, in the administrator business, and in your business, Bill, there's a lot of people out there that are shameless, that have had limited success or no success. They continue to take a paycheck. They do it without any shame and certainly without any fear of being just judged, not just now, but by their creator as they come back. I believe there's a special place in hell for those people that take taxpayer money for years without any great results or any success attached to that.
All right. Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll with us. 790-2040, 790-2040. What's this about our property taxes going up?
Well, that was a quote out of a Chuck Huckleberry interview out of the Green Valley News. It really wasn't covered up here too well. But I will say that that's unnecessary in my opinion. Now, I've talked to the county assessor, Bill Staples, the guy who ran unopposed last year and continues to serve in that assessor role. I was told the Republicans, if you really want to take a shot at somebody who could make a difference in, as an elected official. Why don't you try to get a Republican elected to the assessor? You need to know the real estate industry, of course. You need to know values and the methods of appraising those values. But in the end, it's a very important job.
And I heard he was unopposed.
Unopposed now three times, mm-hmm. a couple times at least. And he's a Democrat, and he was unopposed in the general election. There was no Republican, although we tried to talk to a few about running for that office. It just didn't seem to be something that they felt could be winnable. And, Bill, it brings up a good point. You watch a lot of these incumbents get reelected in this town. Look at the Marana reelection results. Mm-hmm. Look at whether it's a small town or the county board or congressman, incumbents have such an advantage that it's important for all of us to realize that the system is certainly leaning towards incumbents, and something should be done about that to give other people a fair shot at elected of office.
How about this rebranding, Ray Carroll, of your party, the Republican Party? There's been this big launch by the Republican National Committee to kind of rebrand what the Republicans stand for.
Well, I think it's just a realization, Bill, that demographics and time are against us. And the rebranding of the Republican Party is obviously trying to bring a more inclusive tent to Latinos, Asians, and African Americans into the Republican tent. It's so impossible to win if you don't have the numbers. We had more Republicans go out to the polls against Barack Obama in 2012 than we had in 2008, of course. But in the end, there's just that we're outnumbered by the Democratic surge. They have certainly struck a responsive chord with minorities. They've left the Republicans in the dirt on so many fronts when it comes to recent issues of immigration. They're winning on the image issues, of course, when it comes to the budget debates. And I also think that the healthcare thing, you can't just say that the Republicans haven't responded. They just haven't responded in a way that struck a bell with those in the middle and lower income categories and the minority categories that can make a difference in the end. So many generations of immigrants that have come to this country have improved their lot through education, and that is the benefit that the Democrats continue to show these recent immigrants, that they're the ones who are in favor of immigration, better health care, and better education for inner cities and the places where immigrants migrate to.
You have your bench on the Republican Party looks diverse and young. You've got Marco Rubio and others who are waiting. Do you like the fresh blood that's coming forward?
Well, I do. I like Bobby Jindal. Mm-hmm. I like Marco Rubio. Had the chance to listen to him live at the DoubleTree earlier this year, and I'll tell you, I was very impressed. He's articulate. He's a capable speaker, and he also has a terrific immigrant story that I think could really reach many voters and many unregistered or no party registered potential voters.
We're going to have the mayor of Marana on the program, and then we'll have Randy Seriglio coming on talking about the appeal on Rosemont. So you have kind of a stake in the game in both of those areas. Marana, the sewage treatment plant, is that battle now with Marana over as far as you're concerned?
Well, it is, and I was willing to sell them those sewer plants because I think it's a pig in a poke. You have got to realize that it's going to cost them tens of millions of dollars to be able to expand those sewer systems to take any new customers, and I just don't see the value of taking over the one or the two plants without it was hard enough to make the financing work without all the legal expenses that they're going to have to pay Pima County. We would have negotiated as far as I can tell, but it became very litigious and belligerent, and in the end, the three board majority and finally all of us had to just say, look, Either there's a way to do business or not. You have to do things legally. You can't make an end run through the legislature, through Al Melvin and whomever else picked up their ball and ran with it. It's important for all of us to remember that these county, city, town relationships can get very expensive for taxpayers if elected officials aren't held accountable to try to sit down and work things out, negotiate it, a settlement early, and get a mediator if you have to.
Ray Carroll is with us. One quick question, comment for you, Ray, before we take the break about Rosemont. And as I say, we're going to hear the Center for Biological Diversity, their appeal, backing the appeal from the Save the Scenic Santa Rita's. Where do you think this thing stands right now, the Rosemont issue?
Well, I think Rosemont is never Augusta Resources or Rosemont has shown – many times that they have no compromise in as far as what they want. They want to use our groundwater. They want to pump billions of gallons. They want to wash rocks with it. They want to put the mine, which will end up with a toxic lake out there in the Santa Ritas. It will hurt all wildlife migration. It will also hurt our birding industry. But more than anything, Bill, it's not just the groundwater that they're using. It's the water that they're releasing. When you save the mountain, you save the river. When you save the river, you save the town. You have many opportunities for us to stop Rosemont. But I think who's going to eventually stop it will be the EPA or the Corps of Engineers over the water issue, and I've been saying that from the very beginning. Other mines use cap water, but it's obviously a very tenuous resource at this point. And you've read the reports in the Daily Star, you've seen them in the Arizona Republic, and there is no doubt that there's a paucity of cap water. It's not going to be there for industry or for communities like they said it was originally. Another reason that the EPA and the Corps of Engineers will stop Rosemont, because 30% of our water, up to 20 or 30%, comes from Rosemont in our drinking water.
That's Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. As we push toward 12:17, it's time now to hear from the people who have stepped forward to support the Buckmaster Show, and we ask that you support them, please. Thank you very much.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Road. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
This is John Fina.
You're...
This is Jim Levinsky.
I know that face.
I'm Bruce B.
Hey there.
This is Andy Brown.
Great to see you.
Hi, this is Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you at...
This is Bob Schaff.
Thanks for coming.
My name is Jerry Fitzgerald.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see you.
This is Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
This is Rita Marshall.
I didn't know you were coming.
This is Bill Huss.
Can I get you anything?
Hi. Richard White.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Weston La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at WestonLaPalomaResort.com.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
/12:22 on the Buckmaster Show. Ray Carroll is with us, our midweek edition. And if you haven't heard the news, John Pettacone, Dr. Pettacone, superintendent of TUSD, making it official here during the noon hour, resigning as head of, I believe, the second largest school district in the state of Arizona. At least it has been for the past couple of years. Ray Carroll with me. Ray Carroll, people have said that the supervisors in the county doesn't do enough for one of your areas, Green Valley. Well, there's going to be Pima County's first park in Green Valley. Kanoa Preserve Park will be dedicated next Tuesday.
That's right. And Bill, stay tuned because there's more to come in regards to that park. But I will say that's one of those public-private collaborations. The county didn't spend all the money on that park. There was a lot of money raised. The land was donated. There was there's now baseball fields and a thriving league of seniors. And we've, in fact, had a tournament recently organized where we're going to have the Special Olympians with the seniors. It's a really nice project. It was headed up by one of our own Pima County Parks and Rec Commissioners, Chuck Catino. And Chuck got right on the front end of that and really helped in its development. We're going to be having some namings going on down there. Mr. Catino certainly is worthy of a name down his beloved baseball diamond. I think we'll be calling that the Catino Diamond. And I think we're going to be having some other naming opportunities for people like sponsors. Isn't that a noble and good idea to allow people to put their name or their loved one on a dugout or an overlook, and certainly the park continues to grow, and it will continue to get private and public funding attached to that growth.
Mr. Catino was on this program a couple of months ago. He's quite a character, and he kind of founded, I guess, the Born Again Jocks Association, Green Valley Community Sports and Service Club, and he was really tireless in his promotion of the area's first park, which will be formally dedicated at 9 a.m., and that will be next Tuesday.
You know, Bill, I just want to mention to you the most important thing that a citizen can do for their community is to be healthy and active. And into their later years, especially like these people down in Green Valley that are currently involved in the Born Again Jocks Association or playing, it's important that healthy citizens get active and take leadership roles in this greatest community that I've ever lived in.
Vail is part of your district, and Vail is talking about incorporating. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Vail's incorporation effort has been touch and go since the beginning here. They obviously are going to zero in on an election date. I'm meeting with the recorder next week to try to make sure that they have their boundaries. And it's a very complicated thing to put meets and bounds on a page, but there were some mistakes there. These are technical things, and they need to give themselves the time and the expertise to get it all worked out on the front end before they put it at the ballot box. But so far, we've got a lot of people that say they're in support of it. They're really, the opposition has not really formed into a committee, but there are people, as in other areas, that have tried to incorporate that would just as soon be left alone. And Bill, there's two types of people in the world. There's those that would like to be left alone, and then there's those that just won't leave them alone. And basically, that's what we're seeing happen in Vail right now. We'll see how it comes out in the election cycle. But there's not a real lot of retail or commercial in Vail, so they're going to have to come up with some type of a tax revenue. That's why there was such a big pushback by the commissioners that run that great fairgrounds down on South Houghton. The fairgrounds, it's a 100-year-old fair. Last year was their best year ever, and they just don't want to be compromised by having a sales tax on their an entertainment tax or whatever wanted to be put together, because there's obviously going to be a need of a revenue stream down there. And I think that's the first pushback that you're going to see from other commercial businesses that will step up and say, you know, not on our dime. We would probably, if we were in business in Vail, feel the same way. But does Vail want to be its own local controlled entity? If they do, more power to them. It's just going to tax and cost a little bit more, or a lot more, just like Ask Marana. They chose to do it, and I'm sure Vail's been talking to Marana. But now when push comes to shove and they got big bills to pay, we'll see how the Marana citizens feel about their council after buying that sewer plant, as I mentioned earlier.
Well, that's a great tease for our next segment with Mayor Ed Honey, who will be talking about apparently the sewer fight between Marana and the county over with. You know, you're talking about Vail. We had the superintendent of the Vail School District with us, Calvin Baker, yesterday, and that is an amazing district, Vail. They're named number one public school district in the state of Arizona.
Well, one of the first districts in the country to give their students laptops. Of course, it's not cheap to run a district like that. They have had overrides. Some have passed, some have failed. But there's no doubt that Calvin is a pioneer. He's been at the district a long time. I consider him a friend. And I can just tell you, I have great respect for him. But it's not just me. Nationally, the guy is a very respected and loved administrator who's done great work. He's a great family man, as I said, a personal friend. But more than that, I would put him in charge of TUSD tomorrow, and I would watch the results happen if they just let him alone and let him do his job.
You'd like to see him succeed then, Dr. John Pettico.
Well, he could, because, you know, I mean, he's probably got Vail where he could go on autopilot. He's got terrific backup.
Maybe
he's got
he could do both,
staff.
Huh? Yeah.
I don't know if he could. I'm just mentioning.
Yeah.
He's my guy for any job. Any school district, I would put I would make Calvin in charge of any school district in this county and know the results would be on their way as positive.
All right. Supervisor Ray Carroll, thank you very much. District 4 Republican Supervisor, thanks for being with us. The half hour always goes very quickly with you, and we appreciate your support, and we appreciate what you do for this community.
I'm always thrilled to be here, and I want to say Rose has been very good about scheduling me. I hope she'll do it again next month. And it's always nice to hear from you to confirm that I'll be here and I'll never miss.
Thank you very much. Ray Carroll on the Buckmaster Show. The mayor of Marana is up next on our program. That's coming up right after the mid-break here at 12:30.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama says the U.S. will do what's necessary to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear bomb, offering assurances to Israel today that the U.S. will stand behind its Mideast ally. Mr. Obama arrived in Israel today, his first visit there as president. The former mayor of the tiny California city of Bell has been convicted on 5 charges in a massive corruption case against him and 5 other ex-elected officials. Stocks have been holding on to earlier gains, even building on them after the Fed stood by its plan to continue with aggressive measures to boost the economy. The Fed says the U.S. economy has strengthened after pausing late last year, but still needs the support of the central bank. The NASDAQ right now is up about 23 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1236, our midweek edition here on this Wednesday. We go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Joining us, the mayor of the town of Marana, Ed Honey. Mayor Honey stepping out of a meeting of the Marana Chamber of Commerce at Dove Mountain. Mayor, how are you today?
I am doing great, Bill. The weather is beautiful up here, unlike a couple weeks ago during the golf tournament.
Well, I want to begin with the golf tournament, and I'm sure it was talked about at today's chamber meeting as you kind of deconstruct how it went. How was the attendance at the weather nasty the first couple of days? How did it impact the tournament?
You know, the attendance was about the same as last year because the PGA and everybody stepped up, and folks that came Wednesday before it started snowing were able to use that ticket on Thursday and come back for the event. So we ended up getting quite a few people, and even though it was the worst weather we've had in the last 2 months, we had a pretty good event.
And what is the message you're hearing today at the chamber meeting?
Well, we're just talking about general things that are happening in the community. We just had our Founders Day last Saturday. Again, a rainy day. We're not picking the days very well, but one of the best attended Founders Day events in the last 10 years. Just had a tremendous parade and a lot of people at the events, and families had a good time.
We just had Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll on our program, Mayor Honey. We were talking about the much-publicized, years-long dispute between the town of Marana and Pima County over the wastewater issue. Is this thing now behind us?
You know, it's not completely behind us, Bill, but it's getting close. We are closer to an agreement than we ever have been. We basically agreed on a price, and what we're working on now are a lot of the technicalities. How do you transfer permits, or how do you transfer actual material or properties and things? And so we're working on a lot of details, but I'm happy to say that I think this event will be settled within the next few months.
The plant cost Pima County ratepayers $23 million to build and another $4 million to finance. The town of Marana plans to pay for the plant using impact fees charged to new developments. Why does Marana feel it's important to have that plant, Mayor?
Well, as you know, water is more important than oil in this part of the country. And water resources are very expensive. And because of Arizona law that requires a municipality to put 1 gallon back in the ground for every gallon pumped of portable water, we need those resources. We have a little bit of CAP allotment and some of those types of things, but we need to be able to keep our wastewater and put it back in the ground after we clean it. And that will end up saving us millions of dollars over the next few years.
Does the legislature have to approve this deal, or is that taken care of?
No. The legislature really wouldn't have anything to do with it. The original bill that allowed us to get the plant came through the legislature, but we have agreed with Pima County that we would ask for that bill to be rescinded if we get an agreement on the plan. And it looks like everybody's trying to deal in good faith right now, and we're hoping the deal will culminate quickly.
The voters of Marana had a say in this. They approved letting the town run its own sewer system by a 3-to-1 margin. This was part of the all-male vote, which also had the four re-elected the four incumbents on your town council. Four, that's right.
The four incumbents,
yeah. So how did that all-male vote go for you?
Well, it went pretty well, and I think it sends a message to everybody in the region and in the town of Marana itself. All four of the incumbents were re-elected easily. And when you get a 75% vote on anything that goes to a public election, it's astonishing. I've been involved in politics for over 30 years. I have never seen anything that's gone to the voters approved at a 75% level. So I think this is a solid statement from the citizens in our community that they back the town of Marana in our endeavors.
The town of Marana financially is doing pretty well right now, would you say, Mayor Honey?
We are doing great.
Tell me about it.
We're a pretty conservative community. I mean, we don't spend money we don't have. And when the economy crashed in about 2006 or 2007, we immediately took action. Some were painful and caused people to be unhappy with you, to cut our expenses down to where we could operate within the resources we have. And what that's allowed us to do is maintain a rainy day fund, if you want to call it that, you know, monies that if you had a real jam, you would have monies to do things. And we are very solid, and actually revenues are starting to increase. And last fiscal year, Marana did more new housing starts than anybody in the county. So things are looking pretty good for us.
How are things at Dove Mountain? Are you hearing, how is their tourism season? What are you hearing about that?
It's going really well. It's going really well. I mean, I'm here at the Highlands at Dove Mountain, and there's not an empty space in the parking lot. So there are a lot of people that here this time of year.
And you think that the golf tournament certainly helps. Of course, it puts your name, Marana, out there around the world, doesn't it?
It does. And actually, the fastest-growing portion of Marana right now is the Tangerine Corridor. Not only Dove Mountain, but Sky Ranch and Tangerine Crossing. And all three of these communities are growing at astonishing rates right now.
Mayor Ed Honey, thank you very much. Your own exercise program, I read about you on Facebook. You're pretty active now. What are you doing, 5 to 10 miles?
I do about 25 a week.
25 a week?
Yeah, I do 5 miles a day if I have time, or 6. Come and hike with me, Bill.
And so basically, this is fairly low impact exercise, but it is exercise, right?
Yeah, I don't run, but I hike in the Tortolitas. I did 9 miles Sunday after church, and I love to hike and I love to walk, and, you know, a healthy body, healthy mind is my philosophy.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Hiking is, I think, the best exercise, whether you're walking or hiking in the mountains. It's just great to get out there and move around. Mayor Honey, thank you very much. Taking a break from your meeting at the chamber there in Marana to talk with our listeners. Have a good afternoon, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot.
This is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
They always go above and beyond to make sure everything is just perfect.
Nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental.
They are one of the most professional group of people I've ever worked with.
They maintain high standards and deliver five-star service.
Arizona Party Rental always comes through with a smile.
Their selection is amazing, their advice terrific, and their service is remarkable.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Hey, you can join the party, too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
My name is Chandler Warden from the Board of Trustees at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. I'd like to extend a personal invitation for you to attend a concert hosted by the Desert Museum and the Oasis Project, featuring the award-winning and internationally acclaimed John Jorgensen Quintet, live at the Desert Museum Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. Considered one of the best living guitar players, John Jorgensen has played with artists from Johnny Cash to Luciano Pavarotti. These Gypsy Jazz concerts will be recorded for a DVD and will feature the song you're hearing now, Sonora Spring, all to benefit the Desert Museum. To purchase tickets and find out more information, please visit oasisproject.desertmuseum.org or call 989-0901. That's oasisproject.desertmuseum.org.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by our friends over in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City, if you haven't been over there, I strongly encourage a trip. Take road trip. Hey, 3.5 hours. That's not bad. Mainly freeway over on I-10. Then you take a left at Lordsburg, and before you know it, 45 minutes or so, you're up in historic Silver City, known for its vibrant arts community. In fact, Silver City, one of America's top 100 arts communities. It'd be a great weekend getaway for you. Plenty of nice places, great places to stay in Silver City, including Bear Mountain Lodge and Casitas de Gila guest houses and Little Toad Creek Inn, to name a few. You can find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Joining me in studio, Randy Seriglio of the Tucson-based Center for Biological Diversity. Randy, as I recall, there was a time that the center was actually based in Silver City.
Yes, a lot of
So I know you know that area.
Yeah, a lot of our early work was over there in the Gila Wilderness. That is jaguar country and spotted owl country and wolf country. It's just a beautiful area.
It is, and if people have not been up to the really world-famous, the Cliff Dwellings National Monument, that drive alone, I think, is one of the most beautiful drives in the United States, and I've been in all 50 states.
Yeah. It's amazing. And hot springs when you get there.
Hot springs, yeah.
Can't go wrong there.
Opponents of Rosemont Mine, the mine project, of course, Center for Biological Diversity, one of the early opponents of that. And then there's the Save the Scenic Santa Rita's group. That group has filed the appeal to the decision, Randy, by the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality to issue Rosemont a permit approval. The appeal was filed by Save the Scenic Santa Rita's. What's at the base of that particular, what's the basis for that appeal, Randy?
Well, we feel that the air quality permit that was issued for the Rosemont Mine proposal was a mistake by the Department of Environmental Quality. It's not based on good science, and there are a lot of problems with it. In fact, you know, it's their job to enforce the federal Clean Air Act, and lately our state has become increasingly hostile to environmental regulation and really, in many cases, a rubber stamp of projects like this. And, you know, the air quality impacts of this mine are going to be huge. And it's very close to a major metropolitan area of nearly 1 million people. So it needs to be considered very carefully. We feel that they made a serious mistake in treating this as a Class 2 pollution source, which is a minor source. It's hard to believe that an open pit mine that's 1.5 miles wide and 3,000 feet deep would ever be considered a minor source of pollution. Talking about billions of tons of toxic material that are going to be piled up 800 feet high on thousands of acres of public land. And that has the potential to throw Tucson into what's called a non-attainment status, meaning our air quality will go above a threshold that the federal government deems to be unsafe for the people who live here. And we feel that the Department of Environmental Quality is not taking that seriously.
I was going to say there's also this matter that is part of the appeal process, and I think this will also be used in the EPA process. The Rosemont Copper changed the production plans last summer.
Yes, they made it's one of the biggest problems with this air quality permit is it's based on a plan that is years old and out of date. Last summer, Rosemont radically changed their plans to mine this ore body. And the agency has what's called an amendment process where, you know, if there is a change, you can come back and look at it again. But once it gets to that point, it has so much momentum that it's pretty much a done deal. And the problem is, you know, the agency needs to take another look at what's really going to happen out there at Rosemont and make a decision based on reality, not based on a plan that's completely out of date. And Rosemont also has submitted, modeling and analysis of their own, which fits the pattern with this company of just bad science. The Environmental Protection Agency has repeatedly criticized the work of Rosemont consultants and the scientific analysis that they've offered to the Forest Service, to Department of Environmental Quality, Army Corps of Engineers, as being inadequate. It's just simply not sound science. And, you know, I mean, if you follow this sort of thing and you watch what these companies do, you get the science you pay for. I mean, that's kind of the way it works. But it doesn't mean that we have to okay it.
12:55 on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. Perhaps you disagree with Randy Sirigliio of the Center for Biological Diversity on Rosemont. I want to ask a little bit about the chronological order of the permits. We keep hearing from Rosemont that they're just a permit or two away from really getting this thing going. What is the process right? Where is the process right now?
Well, the process is basically in limbo. A lot of it hinges on the Coronado National Forest, the U.S. Forest Service. Their environmental impact statement process is ongoing. They have a mountain of public comments that they're reviewing. They also have to deal with the fact that Rosemont has completely changed its plans out there, and really the fact that this has been a moving target for 5 years now. So no telling when that's going to come around because the Forest Service basically suspended the timeline. They're still waiting for straight answers from this company that they're not getting, and that's really the key that's holding up this whole process.
Wildlife, too, has to be considered.
Yes, there's a consultation process with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. This area has been included in a proposal for critical habitat to protect jaguar. And, you know, when that occurred, Rosemont bent over backwards to say that a jaguar would never use this area. You know, it's been historically impacted by mining. It's not good habitat, whatever. And then a month later, a photograph of a jaguar popped up very close to the Rosemont project area, leaving a lot of egg on their faces, I think. And then more photographs came up. And now this animal has been photographed there 3 months apart. So it's clearly living there and using the area. I couldn't ask for more proof of the position that it's important jaguar habitat and it should be protected.
Slip your headset on there, Randy. We're going to go to David with us on the Buckmaster Show live line about air quality. Go ahead, David. Go ahead, David.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just shocked that it's going to hurt our air quality that bad. And Ray Carroll was saying earlier it's going to hurt our water quality that bad. I listen to the morning talk shows, like John Justice. He says, oh, it's not going to be that bad. It's going to be an environmentally safe mine. They're innovating and doing it in an environmentally sound way. It's just, to me, it's just shocking. It's going to hurt our air quality that bad.
Go ahead, Randy.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the water quality situation, too, because these are two more permit hurdles that Rosemont needs to jump. They got an aquifer protection permit issued, again, on very shaky grounds, and that also is still under appeal. So there's never been an open-pit copper mine that did not pollute on a major scale, and that includes air quality, contamination, water quality. Contamination, you know, the pollution is huge. It's a huge project. Now, you can mitigate those things. You can try to, do things to keep the dust down and stuff like that, but it really only goes so far. And what's the difference with this mine is most of the time these mines are located out in the middle of nowhere where they don't really impact a lot of people. here we have a metropolitan area of nearly a million people that is very concerned about the health of the citizens who live here and the effects that this project is going to have, especially in consideration with all of the other mines that surround Tucson. The cumulative effects of all of these toxic materials and particulate matter in the air and the effect on our water supply and our water quality are very serious.
All right, Randy, we're going to have to wrap it up. Rick Rennell, by the way, of Southern Arizona Business Coalition, called in and said he'd love to sit down with you here on the show and have a little showdown.
Well, I've never shied away from a confrontation. That's why I work at the Center for Biological Diversity, so I'm happy to talk with Rick anytime.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Rick, for the challenge, and thank you, Randy, for being on the show.
Sure thing. Thanks, Bill.
Bottled Water on the Buckmaster Show is presented by Culligan Water. All of our guests here on the Buckmaster Show in-studio guests are provided with a bottle of Culligan Water. We like to do it. Culligan likes to give it, and the guests love to drink it. Why? Because Culligan Water, it simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, John C. Scott, 3 to 5, then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show over. We'll see you tomorrow at 12:04. Have a good afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.